When the Constitution established our nation in 1789, the city of Washington did not exist. At that time, the capital was New York City. Congress soon began discussing the location of a permanent capital city. Within Congress, representatives of northern states fought bitterly against representatives of southern states. Each side wanted the capital to be in their region. Finally, with the Compromise of 1790, the North agreed to let the capital be in the South. In return, the North was relieved of some of the debt that they owed from the Revolutionary War.